Previously on Murphy Bay Magic.
The town needs the tourism. I always sell a hell of a lot of herbs when the Mushroom Festival is happening.
Yeah, that's what I thought, Bogna.
Riley?
Gertrude, you're looking lovely today.
Vampire hunters are coming after Sunny to use her bones to make Telemerade or whatever.
Less human every day. A transformation is nearly complete.
Is this thing on? Test tickle, test tickle. 1, 2, 3, test tickle, test tickle. Beep, 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 boop, boop, boop.
We
beep,
can
boop,
hear
boop.
You, you bitch.
The bitch part didn't feel necessary, Tyler.
Stop talking to me and be a fucking mare.
Fine, you hateful queen. That wasn't homophobic. I'm bisexual. I'm literally married to a woman. I dislike Tyler for who he is as a person, not his sexuality.
You're fucking this whole thing up. You should be embarrassed.
Jesus butt fucking Christ, Tyler. Whatever. Welcome to the Murphy Bay Mushroom Festival. I'm the new mayor of Murphy Bay, Rita Menendez Simmons. I know none of you voted for me, but it seems like nobody here votes on account of, you know, how the town is.
The schedule for the day.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for the actual help, Tyler. Okay, so Main Street has been transformed into our artist's alley. There's some lovely mushroom-related small businesses for you to peruse. You can buy, well, mushrooms, duh. There are vendors here with equipment for cultivating your own mushrooms. There are mushroom-themed ceramics, paintings, stained glass, needle felting, mushroom extracts, books on foraging, just to name a few. All of the food trucks have adjusted their menus to take advantage of the diverse array of edible mushrooms we have growing here on the Oregon coast. Personally, I recommend the fried oyster mushroom Rellenos from the Dos Banderas truck. I ate 5 before I got up here. I recommend them, but maybe not 5 of them before a public speaking event. Well, we'll be running a fundraiser for the Murphy Bay Library, whose doors will be temporarily reopened today. Starting at 2 p.m., you can take a class where you can turn books from problematic authors into mushroom food. A few weeks from now, you could be harvesting oyster mushrooms from a Harry Potter book. Maybe some Colleen Hoover, even. The cost of the class is donation-based, but nobody will be turned away for lack of funds. Suggested donation is $25. There will also be a class outside of the community center on growing shiitake mushrooms on hardwood logs at 3. A foraging group will be heading a few miles up that way at 12 towards Murphy Bay Lookout State Park. Hey, what the fuck's going on over there?
This bitch is freaking out.
You have to stop calling strangers bitch.
I watched 6 people disappear.
I can't hear you over the crowd. Can you come here, please?
Hi.
Hey, what's your name? What's up?
My name is
Maria Baumgartner. I came here with some folks from Oklahoma, and I was leading a morning foraging group.
There was a morning foraging group?
I watched the whole group vanish.
Okay, what do you mean you saw them vanish?
We found a ring of these beautiful King Bullet mushrooms. I called them over to show them how to identify a King Bullet, and as they walked towards me, blip.
Blip?
They were there, and then they worked.
Fuck me running. This is the last thing I need today.
So these people walked into a fairy ring and disappeared?
I know they're called fairy rings, but I didn't...
You know magic is real, and you didn't think for a second that a fairy ring was real? Those people are gone because of you.
Keegan!
I am sorry about him, Maria. It is not your fault. Keegan, be elsewhere.
Come on, Keegs. Let's give them some space.
Outside of City Hall, Rita attempted to get as much information out of Maria that she could provide. With the Mushroom Festival in full swing, and 6 mycophiles missing, the day was off to a rough start. Mycophile is a funny word, right? It sounds like someone with a mushroom fetish. Most of them are quite phallic. I wonder if there's a mushroom that looks like a coochie. Hold on, I have some risky internet searching to do.
You see my assistant Tyler over there? The demon twink miming a blowjob with that mushroom sculpture and laughing?
He's a demon?
Oh, no, sorry, not literally.
Oh, okay.
If it sounds good to you, he's gonna take you to the break room in City Hall. There's coffee, hot chocolate, and a couch for you to chill on. I've taken a nap on it before. It's a good couch. You've got to be on the brink of a panic attack, and I know getting away from this noise would help me.
Yeah, I think that would be good. Are they gone forever, the foraging group?
Not if I have anything to do with it. We're going to do everything we can to find them, okay?
Thank you, Mayor Simmons.
It's Menendez Simmons.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't...
But really, you can just call me Rita.
Thank you, Rita.
Before I leave you in Tyler's care, can you tell me where in the woods you and the group were foraging before they disappeared?
Over that way, off Kerrigan Lane. There's a wooded area and some hills. I chose it because of the ponderosa pines. Bullets tend to grow near them. The fairy ring was at the base of one of the hills by a cluster of ponderosas.
Are there a few houses nearby? Kind of far apart?
Yeah, and one of them looks haunted.
That's my house.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to insult.
No, you're right. It is actually haunted.
Oh.
Can I give you my number?
Yeah. Here's my phone.
Oh, sweet tattoo. What's it mean?
Oh, that's just a tribal design from a flash sheet.
Well, it's cool. Okay, if you need anything, don't hesitate to call or text me.
I'm feeling pretty awful right now, and I don't know if it's the anxiety. Is there a med tent here I could go to if I don't start feeling better?
I'll send my wife.
To the med tent?
No, to come check on you if you need it. She's the town doctor. I'll have her come check in with you in the break room in a few hours. Does that sound okay?
Wow, you're a really good mayor.
I don't know about that. I was forced into the job and I have no clue what I'm doing. I'll come check on you later. And don't take any bullshit from Tyler, okay?
Okay.
You just seem to be more aggressive than usual, is all I'm saying.
She shouldn't have let the people walk into a fairy circle. All of them are ignorant fucking dipshits.
You will listen here, little boy. People are gonna tar and feather me if this mushroom festival is a bust. I don't know if you've got some witch PMS going on or something, but your aggro is hell today, and I do not have time.
Well, what the fuck am I supposed to do today? You asked us both to help.
Sonny, could you please check on Maria in the break room in a few hours?
Absolutely.
Keegs, if you could... Hey, y'all see that person mean-mugging me over there?
Yikes. They look pissed.
Maybe it's a Christian who's pissed off because you just said Jesus butt-fucking Christ on a hot mic.
Oh, I really said that, didn't I?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Well, whatever. Can't unring that bell. Anyway, Keegan, why don't you go check out the woods behind our house?
Of course that's where they went missing.
You're looking for a cluster of ponderosa pines at the base of one of the hills behind the house.
Fine. I can get away from all these mushroom idiots.
Kid, what's your problem?
What the fuck crawled up your ass today?
A guy can't be in a bad mood.
A guy can remember that he's talking to his aunts who love him and share a home with him, where he doesn't have to worry about rent or food. Maybe a guy can both be in a shitty mood while remembering that, huh?
I don't personally feel comfortable using your room and board as a reason you should be a little kinder, but I do agree with reminding you that we love you, and these people here for the festival haven't done anything to you.
Fine, I'll leave. I'm gonna go pick up my staff and go stomp around in the fucking woods again.
Thank you, sweetie.
Rita, I need you to send me that list of spell ingredients. I want to look into them when I'm done looking for this fairy ring.
Ah, fuck. I'm sorry, I forgot. I'll send it here in a sec.
Fine. I'm gonna wade through this crowd of chodes and head back to the house. I'll let you know if I find anything.
Please don't call the tourists chodes.
And he's flipping you off.
Thank you.
Rita walked into Murphy Bay Magic to find it busier than she'd ever seen.
Thanks for stopping in. Enjoy the festival.
What's up, Gert? Why do you sound nicer than I've ever heard you be?
Don't call me that. I'm selling to tourists. I love selling to tourists. They'll buy all the cheap shit the real witches don't want. I heard you already mucked the day up and lost 6 mushroom people.
I had nothing to do with that.
Happened on your watch.
Whatever. It's about 11:30 right now, and you need to be fixing that jacket by the time Riley shows up to your place at 4:30, right?
Got it done. I woke up and it was a good hand day.
Well, good news for Riley, hand stuff is on the table.
I would never give a handy at the dinner table.
This is so good. Is that Sashiko?
Yep. Persimmon pattern.
Now, let's talk information.
I'll figure out what he bought all that stuff for, don't worry. I'll think of a way to ask him where he thinks it was his idea to tell me.
That's all well and good, but I need you to try to get him to admit he was attacked by something. Maybe bring up the same point I did about the slashes in his jacket.
Figure out what the hell got him.
Riley is hiding something, and I'm worried he's gonna lash out at you.
No worries. I got this.
Put that down. There are people in the store.
Clyde got me this in 1977.
Okay, put it down.
I thought you were from Texas.
I only sort of am.
I thought you had a gun.
I do, but mine is magic, and you'll notice I'm not waving it around the store.
I wasn't waving shit.
I brought you something for this evening.
You bought me a smartphone.
I didn't buy you shit, and this isn't yours to keep. This was Dawn's. I'm gonna go connect it to the Wi-Fi at your house. You should be able to text me from here. I know you're usually rocking one of those old people phones with like 4 buttons and it can't text.
My Junebug. My son got that for me.
Wait, you have children?
Yes, and you'd know that if you'd asked me any questions about myself. Marcus is about your age.
Once again, I'm reminding you that I'm not 37 like my ID says. I am 66 million years old.
Oh, Marcus is 49.
I do not look like a 49-year-old human.
All the wrinkles say otherwise.
I have a 37-year-old human level of wrinkles. It's normal.
You should use a night cream.
I don't age.
How the hell am I supposed to send you an electronic mail on this?
No, you're not sending me an email. It's texting. I'll come back and teach you how to text on this. You're smart, you'll figure it out. I'm gonna pop on over to your place and get this connected to the Wi-Fi. What's your Wi-Fi password?
Don't know. Melissa set that up for me.
And who the hell is Melissa?
My daughter.
Huh. I really don't ask you much about yourself.
You do not.
Where's your router?
My what?
It's a box with cords that Melissa left at your place when she set up the Wi-Fi.
Living room, on the mantle.
Your password's probably on that. I'll be back.
Wait, why the hell are you going to the back? Front door's that way.
You told me not to teleport in front of customers, and I need to be fast today. You just have to get through today. People have already disappeared. The likelihood that things could get worse is slim. You can do this. Oh my god, there are quilts everywhere. Is that... She has an Olympic medal for curling? I gotta get to know this old bitch better. Focus up. Router. Living room. Aha!
Kingslayer.
Fuck my nuts. You scared the shit out of me. Hey, you're the person who was mean mugging me at the Mushroom Festival earlier. Of course, you're some supernatural creature. Typical. What, did I kill your demon king when I was in hell or something? I don't have time for this.
I'm Terra of the Fomorians.
Now is the time y'all choose to come fuck with me. You couldn't have waited until tomorrow?
Bagna is missing, and she was last sent to speak with you. Though Indek has not risen yet, as his lowly servant, I shall be a tool of his righteous fury.
Hold up, Terra.
Yes?
You're coming outside with me. We're not gonna fight in here and fuck up Gert's house. She has a very important dick date later.
Unhand me, you!
Oh, Oh, god damn it, I forgot Gert's house is off a main street. I can't kill a Fomorian in front of the entire artist's alley.
I'll kill you here, in front of these people. It makes no difference to me. I'll kill as many as I can on my way out of town. They'll all die when the others rise. No reason to.
Fuck.
You thought punching me was a wise decision.
Are you okay, Mayor Simmons?
It's actually Menendez Simmons, but you can... I'm gonna deal with that big-ass guy throwing magic lasers. Real sorry about your lovely ceramics.
Okay.
I may not have the gun with me that I used to kill Bogna, but I have this.
Oh, a scythe. How quaint. Do you think I'm... It's a little rude to wedge your scythe in my gut while I'm talking. There we go. Does this thing kill you? Let's find out. What have you...
Fuck? Rory?
I saw what was happening. I remembered you telling me about the gun under your desk in our session yesterday. I hope you don't mind. I ran into your office and grabbed it.
This guy was about to kill me. Take shit from my office whenever you want.
How is he still alive?
Shoot him again.
Why?
He can teleport, and unless you have a magical way of keeping him here, he's gonna get away. You are a good therapist.
I know.
This is a nightmare. Everyone is staring. I've ruined the Mushroom Festival.
Mayor Hanar was selling this town to the Fomorians. You're not letting that happen anymore. The worst that's happened here is that some ceramics got broken and some people are freaked out. Rita, you didn't cause this. I mean, those foragers would have disappeared if Mayor Hanar were here. The only difference is she wouldn't be doing anything about it.
Oh, I was going to check in on Maria, the person leading the foraging group. Could you do me the biggest favor and go check on her? I have to both dispose of this body and go back to Murphy Bay Magic to teach Gert how to use a smartphone.
Sure. Where's Maria?
She's in the break room in City Hall.
That's the room with the couch and the fridge by your office?
Yeah.
There's nobody in there.
What?
I passed the room twice, going in and out of your office. There's nobody in that break room.
Then where the fuck is Maria?
I don't know why I thought this would be quick. It's fall, in Oregon. There are loads of mushrooms out here, and I don't know what the fuck a bolette looks like.
Keegan, searching for the fairy ring that disappeared six nerds, trudged around the rainy woods behind his house. He searched for a couple of hours before realizing he should have enlisted the fairies in his search. He kicked himself for not thinking of that earlier. Keegan was a mess. He felt like someone had been cranking up the thermostat in his brain all day. Once he found these foragers and returned them safely, he planned to go back home, eat a plate of pizza rolls as big as his head, and lose himself in some Minecraft.
You didn't look up a bolette on your phone?
I did, but it just looks like a mushroom to me. Just the platonic idea of a mushroom. And there are different kinds of bolettes. I'm not a mushroom slut like the nerds at the festival. I think mushrooms are disgusting. Shouldn't y'all just be able to tell which of these fairy rings we run into are actually magical?
They all have been.
Every single one!
Is that normal?
No, but this area lies along a fairy path. This is not a normal place.
Do these fairy rings all take people to the same place?
There's no way to tell unless you step into one.
Would you three be able to bring me back out if I stepped into one?
Probably. Maybe?
Who fucking knows?
Oh. I may be able to do something to help us. If I can find the right ring, would you be able to pop into the ring and come back out yourselves?
Yes. We can travel freely.
That's way easier than taking you along.
Okay, hold tight. I think I have a plan.
Keegan closed his eyes and touched the end of his druid staff to his forehead. The ivy design etched up the body of the staff began to glow with a soft lavender light. A cone of light shot from the tip of the staff to about 20 feet in front of Keegan.
You turned your magic staff into a flashlight?
It's not a flashlight.
It is daytime. We do not need this purple flashlight.
It's not a flashlight.
Why is it?
Look at where I'm shining the light.
The mushrooms have gotten smaller.
I haven't done anything to the mushrooms.
Don't gaslight her.
I'm not gaslighting her.
Making them marginally smaller hardly seems helpful.
No. This is letting us see what happened here between 9:20 and 9:50 this morning. Maria came to the festival when Rita was kicking things off at 10, and it would take her at least 10 minutes to get to Main Street from here. And that would be if she booked it. I don't imagine she lingered long after they disappeared.
So we have to stand at each rig for half an hour to see if the mushroom bulb appears in the light?
We're gonna be here forever.
No, I have it speeding through the time between 9:20 and 9:50. Think of it like a security camera. The spell asks for help from the collective memory of all the plants and animals in this area. We're speeding through nature's collective memory of those 30 minutes. And if we catch Maria in the cone of light, we'll know we're at the right ring.
Yay! Less waiting! Let's go!
As Keegan followed the cluster of ponderosa pines, he directed the light from his staff to the forest floor. The spell revealed the lively movement of bugs, rodents, and a particularly rotund bobcat, which startled the fairies. It wasn't until the lavender light revealed two sets of booted feet that Keegan and the fairies stopped.
That's Maria.
There's only one person with her.
Here, let me slow this down.
She's arguing with someone.
They don't look like they're dressed for a chill hike and mushroom foraging.
Can we not hear what they're saying?
No, I'm not that good.
They're starting a fight!
Oh my god. The tattoos on their arms.
Matching tattoos? Are they lovers?
I don't know about that. Maybe, but I think those may be warlock sigils.
Pretend I don't know what the fuck warlocks are up to!
Warlocks have patron demons. Those patron demons have their own sigils. Those warlocks get a tattoo of that sigil when they make their pact with a demon.
Warlocks are witches? These are friends?
Warlocks aren't inherently bad, and it's a long story, but a good portion of them belong to something called the Warlofia. The fact that I'm not seeing six nerds looking for mushrooms makes me think Miss Maria is less than honest.
Maria pushed the other one into the fairy ring!
Oh, she looks like she didn't know they'd disappear.
Son of a bitch. She's pulling up the mushrooms. She never wanted us to find the fairy ring.
What do we do? What does this mean?
It means my Aunt Sunny is in trouble.
In the time Keegan had been in the woods, Sunny had come back home. She was knitting and drinking a precautionary thermos of donated druid blood. Though the Murphy family didn't smell like food to her vampire senses, the town was currently full of more non-Murphy people than usual. And Sunny could be called upon at any minute to provide medical care to someone. It was in everyone's best interest that she not have the munchies today.
Who the fuck could that be? Everyone who likes me here has a key.
Hi, Dr. Simmons.
Maria?
Sorry to bother you. I wasn't feeling great.
So you came to my house? I was going to leave for City Hall in about 20 minutes to come check on you.
Back in the woods, Keegan had just gotten off the phone with Rita.
Okay, since I couldn't get a hold of Aunt Sunny, I called Rita and asked her to teleport to the most likely places she'd be. Rita will find her and warn her that she's probably being hunted again.
Sunny did not answer her phone? Are you not concerned?
No. Aunt Sunny is a very old woman. She forgets she has a phone. She just got a handle on how to use emojis last year, and she still signs off each text with love, Aunt Sunny. Rita will find her.
So what are we doing?
I want to find that other warlock and beat some fucking information out of them.
Yes, violence. I will rip their toenails off. We'll eat their fucking eyes out.
We'll piss on their balls.
You fucking what?
How will we find them? Maria pulled up the ring.
Let's go to one of these other fairy rings. You'll just take a peek at what's on the other side.
You know the ring could just be a direct link to the other world, right?
And there could be a whole dimension to search.
Isn't there a chance it's not the other world?
Yes, perhaps a book dimension.
Or an ice cream parlor.
Why would it lead you to an ice cream shop?
We love ice cream. Are we getting ice cream?
You promised us ice cream.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You're losing your mind if you don't remember that.
Are you gaslighting me?
Depends. Is it working?
Here we go. Here's another fairy ring. Can y'all give this one a shot?
Yep. Let's go.
You owe me some rocky road.
Well, the fairy ring works. Fuck. How long do I wait for the fairies? I should have asked them. God, I'm getting a fucking migraine.
I get pissed on his balls!
What the fuck? Why are the three of you covered in blood? How are you back already?
It was a pocket dimension. A prison. Time is faster there.
The warlock thought he had been there for days.
We felt like we were in there for a few hours.
Again, I ask, why are you covered in blood?
We ate his fucking eyeballs. And we ripped his toenails off like we said.
And pissed on his fucking balls.
You can't just do that!
He and Maria got in a fight about money. They were going to capture your Aunt Sunny and take her bone marrow.
That's what they use for making Telemarade.
Maria wanted 70% of the money. Since she's the one who knows how to extract bone marrow. Makes sense to me.
They were gonna torture Sunny for months until it killed her.
Okay, so just this once, I'm not mad that you hurt someone, okay? But you can't just go doing that.
We didn't hurt him.
You ate his eyes.
We killed him.
So there's a dead guy in a pocket prison?
Yep.
If these mushrooms are gone later, would you still be able to find that pocket dimension again?
Yes. It's right inside that fairy mound.
The fairy what?
These hills aren't normal hills. These are fairy hills.
They're portals to the other world. Or any number of fey dimensions.
This ring takes you inside that hill.
Why did someone make a prison inside that hill?
Beats me. Don't know.
Don't care.
Let's go see if we can find Sunny and or Maria. We'll see if we can get that warlock's body out of the pocket prison and we'll feed him to the baby bat squatches.
Not until you get us ice cream. Mint chip.
Rocky Road.
Ice cream.
Who else knows about me?
At present, Maria the Warlock was laying face down on Sunny's entryway rug. Sunny was kneeling with one of her knees firmly pressed between Maria's shoulder blades. She was using the scarf she had been knitting to choke Maria out.
I thought you didn't kill humans.
I don't, but I'll fucking hurt a human who comes to my home with the intention of killing me.
Baby, there you are. Oh, fuck. Oh, I may need to start working out.
What are you doing here?
Keegan texted me that he couldn't get a hold of you. He learned that Maria is a warlock and this was a trap for you. It seems you got his texts.
Oh, no. I haven't looked at my phone in hours.
Then what's going on here?
That tattoo is obviously a warlock sigil and she showed up at our house unannounced.
Oh, fuck. I'm so off my fucking game. I noticed her tattoo, and warlock never came to mind. I'm so sorry, baby.
That's okay. I've mostly got it under control.
What was the plan? Why did you send me after foragers who didn't exist?
So you'd be too preoccupied to protect your wife. So everyone would be distracted. And I could get better access to you.
Cool, so what do we do with you?
Let me go? Worth a shot.
I could strand her somewhere. Rural Mongolia, maybe?
She'd find her way back.
Where's a ghost to drop a bitch off a cliff when you need her, huh?
Right?
What?
Oh my god, you're both here. And you're safe.
I found her. She doesn't seem to need my help, though.
Well, I do need help. What are we going to do with this warlock? There's no ghost to throw her off a cliff.
I'm still hungry for eyeballs.
I'll piss on her balls, too!
What?
Fucking lying piece of shit.
Whoa, Keegs!
Hey, testosterone-y Tony. Maybe we don't beat the prisoner, okay? This is our home, not Guantanamo Bay.
Oh, waterboard her!
With piss!
Enough with the piss, Bob. Do you have a kink or something?
Probably.
Prison! Prison! We send her to prison!
We don't call the cops, Keegan.
No shit! I'm not talking about cops. In our search of the woods, we discovered that a few of those fairy rings lead to a pocket dimension that's a prison. That's where the fairies found her partner in crime before they killed him. Even if the fairy rings disappear, since these three have been there, they can go back.
Killed him?
Shut up.
You don't get to talk.
Can we eat our eyes now?
No! You shouldn't have eaten the other guy's eyes either! I was coming here to make sure you two were okay. And then I was going to see if you and the fairies could help me feed the dead dude to the bat squatch babies.
What squatch?
Shut up!
Fuck her up!
Hell yeah, Keegan.
Keegan Patrick.
You don't want to kick the shit out of her too?
I want to rip her heart out and drink from it like a big gulp, but I'm showing restraint, which is something you could also do.
Oh, but I'm weird for wanting to eat her eyes.
Those bat squatch babies are going to be eating good today. I just fed them another Fomorian.
Oh, great job killing another one, baby.
The King Fire has killed another.
Way to go, Rita.
I didn't actually kill it. My therapist did.
Rory is a really good therapist.
So your idea was that we stick this bitch into the fairy prison?
For now, at least. Yeah. We don't have a better option right now.
Okay. I'll help get the warlock to the squatches. But then I really need to try to go salvage what I can about the Mushroom Festival. I may have to buy an entire booth of ceramics.
I don't want an entire booth full of ceramics.
Oh, don't worry. They're all broken beyond repair.
What?
I also need to teach an elderly woman how to use a smartphone.
You can't even get your own elderly woman to use hers consistently.
Hey!
Rita, how about you go help Gertrude, and if the fairies and I can't take care of the body ourselves, we'll call your dad.
He's gonna be shitty about it.
How could we win him over?
Coffee? A nice panini? Threatening to have me yell at him?
I don't feel like making coffee, and I don't know where to get a panini here.
Threats it is. You got the warlocks under control?
Got it. Go help your boss get ready to pop her pussy for Keegan's great uncle.
Ew!
What?
Shut up!
Nobody is talking to you! Keegan!
What?!
How in the hell did it take you 4 hours to get that phone hooked up to my Wi-Fi?
It's Wi-Fi, and I actually didn't get a chance to do that.
I'm about to close up shop and get ready for my date. Give me the cellular. Why are you covered in blood and feces?
That's dirt and dust from some shattered ceramics.
And the blood.
Short version? Big monster teleported into your house. I teleported him out of your house so he didn't fuck anything up. He kicked my ass, and then Rory Murphy used my gun to shoot him. Blood all over my nice shirt.
Huh. Here, did I connect this to the shop's Wi-Fi, okay?
Hey, you did. How did you learn to do that?
You've been gone for 4 hours.
I had time to watch a YouTube's about it on the computer here. I also got my Wi-Fi password for home from Melissa.
Yes, and she would be...
my daughter, Reaverhead.
Oh, right, sorry. Today has been hell.
Here.
You're giving me a key?
To the store. You can open and close all on your own now.
Does this extra responsibility come with a raise?
No.
Employee discount?
5%.
30.
10%.
25%.
20%, and I let your little nephew use the discount since I know you don't want to buy anything we sell.
Deal.
I'm gonna head out early, put my face on before my date, and get a frozen lasagna in the oven before Riley gets there.
Wow, frozen lasagna. You are really trying to get into this guy's pants.
Might even open a box of wine.
Wow, you little slut.
We close in 10 minutes. You close up the store and you can head out.
Got it, Gert.
Gertrude grabbed her quilted purse and headed out the door. Rita rang up the last few customers and counted the till. She wiped down the front counter, which had been smudged to all hell by the Mushroom Festival tourists leaning their elbows on the glass. After she flicked off the lights, she headed out the front to lock the door.
Okay, just an hour or so left of the festival. Gotta ask this ceramicist if they'll accept my fucking left nut as payment for their broken art. Then go check in with Tyler at City Hall to see how fucked we are after today.
Mayor Simmons, I just wanted to say, even though this Mushroom Festival has been an unmitigated disaster, I mean, just horrible, I'm grateful we have a mayor who isn't afraid to get her hands dirty for the town. The way you were fighting that supernatural whatever with the laser hands, Mayor Hanar would never...
You can just call me Rita.
Well, that doesn't seem very respectful of your position.
Well, if you insist, it's Menendez Simmons.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah, well, so is your dad's fat, throbbing cock. But I managed to suck on all of that. The Menendez part is fucking important. That was her family name, and she's gone. She was my family. If you aren't going to say it, don't fucking talk to me at all. You got it?
My father's dead.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't... I don't know why. I didn't... Goodbye. You have got to be normal. You have to stop doing shit like suggest that Jesus of Nazareth like butt sex and threatening to suck off people's dads. You have got to fucking get it together. You're the fucking mayor. In a few hours, you can be as weird as you want in your own home. It's almost over. You don't have to...
Rita, I finally looked at my fucking phone after we took care of the warlocks and you still haven't texted me the fucking list of ingredients that Uncle Riley bought.
Don't you yell at me, little boy. I'm having a horrible fucking day. I'm trying.
Forward me the fucking text with the spell ingredients. Gertrude is probably on her way to Riley's right now. I don't have long to figure out what the hell he is trying to do with this shit. You're putting an old woman in danger.
I got beat up by a Fomorian today. Warlocks tried to kill my wife. I've probably ruined an entire year's worth of a ceramicist's work by crashing into their booth, and... everyone keeps leaving the Menendez part of my name off, and that part is so important. I have to see if I can do something to help salvage this day in the hour that's left of the festival. Would you hold on for one fucking second, and I'll send you the text right now. God, you've been such an aggressive dick today. Okay, done. Sorry, I had a full fucking day and ADHD.
Sorry, I yelled. Sorry, I've been in a mood all fucking day. I don't know what's wrong with me. I know you're busy, but I need...
We don't know how dangerous Riley is, I know. I should have sent them yesterday.
Monkshood! He bought Monkshood!
You just apologized for yelling at me.
What night is it?
It's the freaking weekend, baby.
No, I mean the lunar cycle.
Sweetheart, why would I know that?
Fuck, it's the full moon.
Why are you freaking out, kid? I need context. Help me out here.
Monkshood is commonly known as Wolfsbane. He also bought mistletoe and other ingredients known to repel evil spirits, but they're less important.
What is the significance of this?
Werewolves, Rita. I think the thing that attacked me and Riley was a werewolf. And tonight, I'm gonna turn into one. And Riley might too.
Hold on, Keeks. I'm sorry, kid. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to startle you.
You can't be here. You have stuff to take care of. You have to go.
Fuck the Mushroom Festival. You are more important.
We have to find a way to lock me up. We have to make sure I don't hurt anyone. The sun is going to be down soon, and I have to...
One sec.
Dad!
Why are you calling Kyle?
Dad! Papa!
Father!
Papa!
What?
Why are you dressed like Marie Antoinette?
Oh, Ricky and I are... We're... This is...
Weird sex stuff with your glowing skeleton partner?
Yes.
Got it. No further questions. Before my skelly-boned stepdad puts you into a sexual guillotine or whatever, could you put Keegan in one of the rooms of your pocket dimension? I can't take people there the way you can. I'd have to give him those magic mushrooms.
And why should I do that?
I just discovered that I'm going to be turning into a werewolf in an hour or so.
Oh. Oh. Oh dear.
Yeah, I don't know much about werewolves, but I figure if he destroys anything in the dreamscape...
It won't be real.
Yeah.
Except my partner Ricky, who is made entirely of bones. You know that's why we can't have a dog, let alone a werewolf.
Shit. Fuck. I didn't think about that.
I can try to keep Keegan locked in a relatively safe room.
I don't even want to hurt imaginary people. I don't know if I'll remember what happens when I turn, and I don't want the memory of hurting someone.
I have a room in the dreamscape that's an early 90s shopping mall. I can just delete all the people. You can destroy a KB Toys!
Why do you have that room?
I like to drink an Orange Julius and browse the CDs at Sam Goody's. Maybe look for some pants at Mervyn's.
Oh, that does sound nice.
Right?
Do you know much about werewolves? I don't know that I've ever met one.
Oh, they're pretty rare. Much like the witch trials that happened in the past, there were werewolf trials between the 1500s and 1700s. The werewolf trials were all in Europe and killed a lot of people who weren't werewolves. But they also decimated the actual werewolf population. Werewolves are rare everywhere, but especially in the States. Yeah, sucks, kid. Hey, but you've got resources those werewolves and witches didn't have. Come on. Let's get you to the abandoned shopping mall in my pocket dimension. We can stop by the Nature Company and get you an Enya CD. That might calm you down when you get wolfy.
That sounds good to me. Keegs, what do you think?
I don't think I've got much choice. I don't know if we can come up with a better plan before nightfall.
Hold the fuck up.
What?
When Riley was at the store yesterday, he told Gertrude he needed to be back home before it got dark. He knows. He knows he's a werewolf already. He's gone through a full moon before. There's no might about him turning.
Oh no.
I don't know who this is or what that means.
My great uncle might be turning into a werewolf too.
And he's at my elderly boss's place right now. She's being a sexual spy for us and using her feminine wiles to fuck information out of him.
Oh, but I'm the fucking weirdo for being dressed like Marie Antoinette for sexual roleplay. Okay!
Keegan, I am sorry we don't have more time to prepare, but can I send you with my dad right now?
Yeah, thank you, Rita.
Come on, I'll get you a pretzel at my fake Auntie Anne's before you turn.
I'm gonna go keep Gertrude from fucking the wolf man.
Thank you.
Hey friends, before I get to thanking our Patreon supporters, I'd like to make you aware of a mutual aid opportunity. If you go to the show details, you'll find a link to the B'Elanna Arts merch hub. And in the B'Elanna Arts merch hub, you will find our sticker designed by Violet that says, Fuck ICE. ICE has terrorized the community here in Minneapolis. There are people who still cannot safely go to work because even though they are not openly taking people, they've gotten much sneakier. Really, really just devastatingly sneaky stuff to try to steal our neighbors. And there are folks who are returning to work, but weren't able to work for a long time and now owe rent and their housing is unstable. And anything we can do to help our community here in Minneapolis, we need to do. So Violet designed this Fuck ICE sticker. All proceeds from the sticker go to CanMN. It is a mutual aid network here in Minneapolis. They're well established. They do great work. They provide food, housing, like supplies, like, you know, laundry detergent, dish detergent. They're one of the only ones locally who has diapers available too for folks with kiddos. They do really great work. So we're about to do another round of donations. I'll be posting about it both on my Instagram page and the Mixed Nomer Instagram page for transparency. But yeah, thank you to everyone who's purchased a sticker so far. It's been really lovely to see you all care about a community where I'm assuming most of you don't live. It would be wild if everyone who purchased one was living in Minneapolis. You could be right next door to me right now and I wouldn't even know it, now would I? But yeah, if you go to the show details, you will find a link to the B'Elanna Arts merch hub where you can get the Fuck ICE sticker. And now I'd like to thank our Patreon supporters like Patch, Harleen, Bethany, Laura Kramer, Lilith Rain, Janice Weston, Anarchista, Percy, Nanya B, Kate Michigoose, K Genius, Chibs 1012, Dave Perrell, Megan E, Carl Brooks, Natasha Neves, Guts, Lucy, Helen Clifford, Sewing Seraph, Rachel Rachelson, and Fintago. And y'all know how to help us out. It's telling other people about the show. If you appreciate listening to a show that isn't 40% ads telling you to start a Squarespace website, then you can help us out. We don't take paid ads. We don't pay for advertising. We grow entirely by word of mouth. So if you dig the show, tell people online, tell people in person, wherever you are, where you think people may appreciate Murphy Bay Magic, tell them about the show, please. That helps us grow. It helps us even consider making other new shows. Y'all have done great work helping us out, you know, during today's lucky winter times. And we appreciate you. If you'd like to help us even more, you can leave a nice comment, rating, and review, whatever your podcatcher supports, on your podcatcher of choice, as well as subscribing on your podcatcher of choice. All of these interactions help us get more action in the algorithm, help the show look more current to new people who might be deciding on what to listen to, and helps us get recommended to folks who might like similar shows. So that is a completely free way you can help us out and help us get new listeners. Now, if you are in a place to help us out financially, you can go to the show details to find a link to the Mixed Nomer Patreon page. This has benefits for everything Mixed Nomer has done, is doing, will be doing in the future. It is your one-stop shop to support this gang of weirdos who likes making stuff together. Tiers start at just $1. It's lovely. It's great. And yeah, you can join our Mixed Nomer Patreon and help us keep making weird shit. Additionally, and I don't talk about this much, we do have the merch hub, which I mentioned talking about the Fuck ICE sticker. We have some other stickers there too, like today's Lucky Winner logo sticker, an Info Dumpies logo sticker, a beautiful illustration Violet did for a logo for the South Dallas Phallus Palace. There's a sticker based on one of my favorite reviews of today's Lucky Winner that is sparkly, and it says perverse and neurodivergent, which I think is most of you motherfuckers listening. Yeah, if you want to support us, but maybe you can't make a monthly commitment and you are also a slut for stickers like I am, that might be a nice way to help support us in a smaller increment one time if you can. But that's all I've got for you this time, my friends. Until next time, try not to die.